You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Unsolicited Yarn. Okay. You guys, this topic is very near and dear to my heart. So if I start screaming, don't get angry. I say, what's doing this, babe? I'm just very gingered about the topic. So the topic for today is Sofahead Olympics. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me calm down. Okay, so what triggered this topic was a Twitter trending conversation that happened back in March. So basically, if you're a Nigerian and you follow the Nigerian culture scene, celeb scene, there's this, I think you call them like YouTube blogger couple or something, Aka and Claire, and they had a situation where they had an argument, a discussion. I say a discussion because they weren't fighting. It was a very adult discussion. And basically, they just had a kid, and he was basically like trying to get her to breastfeed. And she was like, yo, I cannot breastfeed, like it's hard for me, milk is not coming, like there's nothing wrong with formula. But he was like, oh, but other people do it, this is what other people are doing. And she's like, yeah, I understand, but my situation is different. So that triggered me, even though I understood, like, it's couple stuff, you know, we us, blah 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 blah. I'm not focusing on Aka and Claire, of course, but it just reminded me of the Sofahead culture in the African community. And also in Black community. I mean, coming here and like being raised here, I've also seen that it's a worldwide Black thing. Like, we just glorify suffering. I have never seen people so excited to suffer. Like, it doesn't make sense. So because I'm Nigerian, I'll focus more on the Nigerian aspect, but I'll also give the aspect of the Black culture and how we like to glorify suffering. So I was reading some tweets about how example of how Sofahead Olympics is glorified. So in Nigerian culture, or even African, like before, they used to look at you as a woman if you had a kid during CS. They'll say like, you're not strong enough, that other women pushed, why can't you push? Or example, if you use epidural during pregnancy, I've seen a lot of women, especially when their mother-in-law is there, or even their moms say, why are you using epidural? I pushed, you pushed, you be a Hebrew woman and push. But there's epidural, auntie. Why will I be a Hebrew woman if there's epidural? Why? Or if I have to use a cesarean section, which is CS, why is that a problem for you? It's my body, right? So that's one example. Another example, there was a video of a woman on a public transportation in Nigeria, and I've ridden public transportation growing up. So usually when you come on, you ride with your mom on your mom's lap because you have to pay per seat. So the lady got a seat for all her kids, and people on the bus were angry. They were like, how can a child be sitting in a seat? Why is the child sitting in a seat when the adults here? The lady's like, they're not just sitting here, I paid for these seats. And the man basically was angry. He started fighting. All the adults on the bus were kind of angry, though. Some people were telling him to calm down, though, but he wasn't listening. He was just so adamant about why a child would be sitting in a seat. Children are supposed to be lap. So now you're putting stress upon the mother. She's already carrying stuff. She's gone out in the hot sun all day, and you still want her to lap her kids when she has money to pay for their seats. So now the question is, why do Black people glorify Sofahead? Like, why do we like Sofahead Olympics? I mean, people pride themselves in suffering. If you say, when I had my baby, I used epidural, somebody would tell you, oh, really? Why'd you use epidural? I was a strong woman. I did. Okay, good for you. Here's your award, right? And I was thinking, I say it goes back to slavery, it goes back to colonialism, and it goes back to imperialism. Like, think about it. If you went through the past 200, maybe three, no, maybe 500 years of your life, a culture where suffering was glorified, if you wanted to walk your way up to something, you had to suffer. Like, if you watch a lot of these, like, historical Black movies about slavery, if you wanted to go inside the house, you suffer. Like, everything came at a price. And even through getting our rights as Black people and gaining respect and gaining independence, it came as a result of suffering. So I was like, okay, it's a conditioned mentality, but it's time to change. So let's go to Sufferhead Olympics in women. Oh, I like to say, let's have a moment of silence for every Black woman, every African woman. We have tried. We have really tried. One day, my uncle came to my house and I was asking him, he was saying, oh, I was saying that I wouldn't, if I go to my mother-in-law's house, because in Nigerian culture, when you go visit your man's mom for the first time, they love to do these like testers, like this is the SAT or something. They'll test you. Example, oh, it's time to eat. And you, let's say you carry yourself to the dining table instead of following the mom to the kitchen. That look, you have already strike one. Or they give you clothes to wash. You can't, you say, I'm not washing clothes, strike two. Just little things like that, like that they do as testers to see whether their son is marrying a correct woman, a woman that washes clothes, a woman that will take care of the house and the kids, and he'll just sit down there and cross his leg like he's a big man. Anyways, for example, that's what they do, right? So I was telling my uncle, I was like, why is it that, okay, if you are testing me that I can cook, right? Okay, fine. Let's play fair. Why is it that when a woman brings, because women have to bring the man to the house too. When a woman brings the man, why don't they test the man? Example, why didn't they say, oh, I bought, so let's say we're in America or the modern age. I went to go buy wood. So today, you're going to build a bench for the house. And if you can't build this bench, you're not a man. Why can't we do that? I mean, it's fair, right? So why is it that women have to go through all that suffering and the man is just sitting there and they're not testing you to see whether you're capable of taking? I feel like that's a good tester to see if you're capable of taking care of the woman that they're about to give to you. That's one example. Or this one, I clash with my mom a lot about this thing, because she'll say, I'll say, oh, when I get married, I'm going to hire a chef or other food. My mom's like, what? And you know, like, my mom's she grew up in Nigeria. She's like very traditional. And she was like, what? You would hire a chef? Why would you hire a chef when you can cook? I was like, but mommy, you're telling me if I'm a career woman and you're pushing me to go to school, be the top of your class, and I'm being a boss, I'll go to work 8 a.m. Let's say I bath the kids, I do everything. I'll not come back home and be cooking for big, at your big age, I'm cooking for you. You waited for me to come back home to cook for you. So that our kids are hungry and you waited for me. Okay, if you don't want to cook, let's do chef. The chef will come, the chef will cook. Easy life. Why do I have to stress? If you see a lot of like African women, veins, they've aged like for unnecessary stress because the men just think like, okay, this is what women are supposed to do, and they glorify it. And I was telling my mom, I was like, I won't do that. Or in Nigeria, they get mad at you if you get a washing machine, that your washing machine, they spoil clothes. Or why using a washing machine? You're supposed to be washing things with your hand. Why? Or why using a dishwasher? Let's give an example in the US. Like, African parents get mad when you use dishwashers. What's the dishwasher? Okay, let's say they actually can afford the bill. I understand, like, okay, build dishwashers, which is not even proven. I heard it saves more water than actually washing with your hand. But that's another conversation for another day. But let's say they can afford the bill. They'll say, oh, no, a correct African, I'm using women right now, African woman is supposed to do dishes, is supposed to wash with her hand, supposed to wash clothes with her hand, do all those kind of thing. Or if you sleep in, oh God, imagine Saturday morning, you are sleeping past 12, your mom's already on your door. Why are you sleeping at this time of the day? Do you know that you're a woman? How would you take care of your house? How would you wake your kids? You'll be sleeping at this time of the day? Okay, why can I not sleep? So are you telling me that I'm not married to somebody, they can't take care of the kids? Like, why do I, if I want to sleep in on a Saturday, I've had a stressful week, let me sleep in on a Saturday. It's not a sign of laziness to sleep in on a Saturday. Like, or if you hire help, at your house, like, especially in the US here, if you hire help, like, I see a lot of people that snub their nose at Black women or Nigerian women or African women in general that hire. I know a lot of people that get cleaners to come clean their house. Why not? Like, why? If you can outsource it and it takes something out of the stress of your week, why not outsource it, right? They'll say you're lazy or you're not a real African woman. You can't hold down your house. Oh, the worst one, they'd be like, you're just giving your husband reasons to cheat. Because I'm hiring a house help, because I'm hiring a chef, because I don't wake up at 12, that gives you a reason to cheat? Ha, it be things though. Or if you don't breastfeed to like 10 months, or if you want to use formula, like a lot of women, they decide that they don't want to use formula. I mean, they don't want to breastfeed, and they get snobbed at, and they'll say, real women breastfeed. I understand, yeah, breastfeeding has its perks, but if a woman doesn't want to breastfeed, or it's just not working for her, or it's hard, or it's like, you know, a lot of people don't know breastfeeding is painful, then why does she have to do it? Like, if there's other means. And I feel like, and this is like going back to the Aka and Claire thing, like, yes, okay, yeah, it's a wee thing, but you should be able to understand that, like, if a woman is saying she's tired. Or the worst one is like Mother's Day, and I notice a lot of this in, sorry, if you feel, and you're a man, you listen to this and you feel like I'm coming at your neck, maybe I am, I'm saying it in my chest, I am, I'm like, oh, I am, yes, I am, sorry, I was even gonna apologize, but I am, I'm coming with my chest, okay, I'm saying it with my chest. Mother's Day, that's where you know how a man views a woman. Example, Mother's Day, when you're a kid, you can say, oh, happy Mother's Day to my mom, she cleans, she cooks, she takes care of me. Okay, that one is nice when you're 10, heck, when you're under last high school. But when you start getting older and the only thing you can see your mom good for is cleaning and cooking, personally, I don't know about ladies, that's a red flag for me. Because you see Mother's Day, oh, my mom, she cooks, my mom clean, my mom suffered for me. Okay, yes, we know our mom suffered for, but there's more to your mom than suffering. Like, you can talk about, oh, my mom is a, oh, they like to glorify prayer warriors. Like, okay, yes, I know, but your mom shouldn't be the only one praying for 12 hours. My mom was the only one be praying midnight. Yeah, that's why you have a husband. For people that do have dads, I understand such situations, but like, they'll be glorifying that their mom is praying by themselves. Is not two people in the marriage? Why is she only praying by herself? Like, is not two people that born the Pekin? I don't understand. Like, oh, guys be like, oh, my mom cook, my mom clean, my mom, it's just, everything just sounds like suffering. Suffering, 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 suffering. I don't want to be part of it. Like, that's just a sound like, and I, for me, that just shows how you view women. Like, you just see them as suffering. At your big age, you can't see something other than suffering your mom. And I think they don't know it, because that's what, you know, you grew up like that's what the ideal woman is. Or I'll give another example. Sorry if you feel attacked, I'm not even saying sorry, change, I beg. Anyways, or last one, a lot of men like to glorify, my favorite one, I hate this statement, hate is a strong word, but I really hate it, ride or die. Oh my gosh, when people say ride or die, especially men, they're talking about a woman that has stayed for their nonsense. Like, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. And if you hear like a lot of African moms, I don't know about you ladies that are listening to this, or Black women, they glorify the suffering of cheating and staying in marriages where you're getting cheated on and you're getting really treated bad, because it's like, okay, that's what their moms taught them. So it's like, or if you, they're like, oh, our marriage lasted for 50 years, but the first 30 was full of suffering. So what are you saying? I mean, no, I'm not shading anybody's marriage, but I beg, don't come with me that kind of advice, because I'm not gonna listen. Like, of course, yes, I'm not shaming anybody, you do what you want to do. But when you're saying that, like, oh, expect cheating, stay in a marriage for cheating, that's what usually happens. That's how marriage is. that's when I have a problem. Like, okay, yeah, you want to stay in your marriage and cheat, but how can you be telling your daughter to expect that? Like, I have seen this a lot. I go to a lot of women stuff, older women stuff, and they just glorify a lot of these things. Suffering, oh my gosh, this is, anyways, yeah, so they glorify being a ride or die. Like, oh, you're ride or die, and you'd be like, okay, what did she ride or die for? Cheating, abuse, cheating again, probably cheated like 20 billion times. The man mismanaged the money, but she stayed because of the children. Huh? That's what a ride. If I, when I hear ride or die, I'm like, okay, she stayed with me when I didn't have money and we grew together and now, you know, we are living the life that we've always imagined. That's ride or die for me. Like, people that have been there since day one. Ride or die is not me staying after you cheated on me 10 billion times, because that's what a black, strong black woman's supposed to do. Heck no. Like, ladies, if you're listening to this and you're with a man and he's cheating, and first of all, you're not even married to him. Let's just stay at the single area first. Because you are single until you're married. Say it with me, I'm single until I'm married. But if you're staying and you're, because that's culture and you stay and this is a pat, boo, you deserve better. Pack your load and go, like the fine babe you have. Go back to your father's house in peace. Don't glorify any kind of suffering. You are not made to suffer. The only person we suffer for is Jesus Christ. And Jesus already took our suffering on the cross. Okay? I am not suffering for any man. Heck no. Or they glorify suffering for women. The worst one, I think this one hits a nerve for me more than any of them, is women giving up their careers. Now, if you're a woman that likes those, like, stay-at-home mom, you want to give up your career, or, you know, you prioritize your kids, that's fine, but it shouldn't be the norm. Like, oh, you just, this is what marriage is, you have to give. And I don't think people realize how much a woman gives up just to marry somebody. Like, I'm going into another topic because this is hitting a nerve, but yes, suffering doesn't mean, marriage doesn't mean you have to give up your career. If your moms, I know a lot of my moms are telling you, or they'll tell you, like, stay in a relationship, but don't go too high. That's suffering. That's glorified suffering, because other women did it doesn't mean I have to give up my career because of marriage. And now we're going to our men. So in our culture, I feel like suffering is also glorified for men. I saw a tweet about how a guy, he needed money and he couldn't say it out loud because, you know, as a Nigerian man, it was, you know, money is a very touchy subject for a lot of black men, because, and even men in general, they prioritize themselves, not prioritize themselves, they, because culture, they equate their worth with providing. So he needed money, and I guess maybe he reached out to people. I don't know if he reached out to people or not, but he killed himself. I guess the stress of not having money and not being able to provide. But I think that's also like glorified suffering for men, that, like, you know, you suffer in silence. A lot of men, they have high blood pressure, like, because they're not able to meet up to the demands of their girlfriends. And today I want to say to every man, your worth is not in providing. I know that's a part of being a man, of course, but your worth is not there. Like, people around you care about you more than how much you provide for them. Okay. And also, like, being taught to hold your emotions, like, oh, don't cry, man doesn't cry, that's glorified suffering. Like, anything that makes you suffer and it's not needed, then that's glorified suffering. So yeah, to our men, like, share your emotions. Share with people around you. Your worth is not tied to whether you provide or whether you do provide. It doesn't matter. The people around you will love you regardless. Don't hold your emotions in. Deal with what you're dealing with. Go to therapy. Therapy is not bad. That's another aspect of the black culture and glorified suffering. They want you to hold your problems in. And we have toxic black families, both in the African community and, you know, in African American community, because people glorify suffering and they keep quiet. Oh my God, we're going into a whole different topic. And let's not even talk about, like, sexual abuse. everything just glorified suffering because of the history that we come from as Black people. So let me just end this podcast by saying, don't let anybody guilt you. In this life, don't let anybody guilt you. Yes, in life, there are some things that you suffer for. Suffering happens sometimes, okay? Like, you're going to school, there's suffering sometimes. You stay up, you lose sleep, maybe at your job, yes. But there's some things you shouldn't suffer for, right? And don't let anybody guilt you when you decide not to suffer anymore. Nobody has any right to guilt you for anything. And today, I free Black people as the nation of Black people. I free us from the shackles of Sufferhead Olympics. I pray that as the next generation comes, we will not glorify suffering. In Jesus' name, amen. So guys, our small business shout out for today is Amy by Mina. She sells silk scarves and scrunchies. They're affordable and they're really, really nice. So because your edges have been begging out, save me, save me, save me. Go and buy this silk scarf and start wearing it at night, okay? And if you want to tie it on your bag, whatever you want to do, even guys, save your head. It's begging for help. Stop wearing that bad cotton scarf. Go and buy silk. I beg. Tell I sent you, okay? So the website is amiebymina.com. That's AMIEBYMINA.com. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!